In this segment, we continue once again, Thou Shalt Not Commit Adultery. And in the last segment, we looked at a number of different things, and I left you with a word that you may not understand, and it's called onanism. And that would be an incomplete sexual act for the sake of avoiding contraception. In other words, withdrawal before the act and then continuing with the act. It's the same as contraception. It's the same as seeking to avoid pregnancy in an unnatural way, because it is unnatural. And so therefore, onanism is a sin. Degrading sexual practices, practices that belittle the human being, or take them and make them subject in an evil way. Those things such as prostitution, the selling of oneself, the making of profit, using one's body, the very gift that God gave them so they may express their love to one person and remain faithful to that person and through their love incarnate that love and raise those children to be God-fearing and loving human beings. This is a degrading practice. This degrades the dignity of women. This isn't something that one has a right to do. It's not a matter of freedoms. It is a matter of human dignity. Those who prostitute and those who seek the prostitutes, both are evil. Both sin gravely. And therefore, we must see it for what it is. When we see these things going on around us, we must be repulsed by them, but we also must be moved to mercy, and we must pray for these individuals. Because God only knows why they do it. Be it for money, be it for to feel important, be it because they have nowhere else to go. And oftentimes society can be to blame. Their family life can be to blame. They themselves can be to blame. And so therefore we must pray for these people. All of these things. We must recognize that we need the mercy of God. We need to give these individuals hope so that they can leave this way of life. They can leave this lusting after either money or the flesh. And we can move them through our example, through our prayers, through our assistance, to a life worthy of heaven, worthy of their human dignity. Another point is rape. This is one of the most heinous of sins, because what it does is it takes away that beauty and that innocence. It can harm someone till the day they die. It is the stealing from them, their peace. And those who have been raped, how much they need to know the mercy of God and to know His love and compassion. Another is in vitro fertilization. How many millions and millions and millions of children have lost their lives because in vitro fertilization, they fertilize numerous ovum. And then pick which ones they think will be the best. Each one that is fertilized is there for a human life. And they are simply disposed of or used in stem cell research. There's another evil perpetrated on society, but in the guise of doing something good. It is totally unnecessary. Stem cells can be found almost anywhere. You can give your own stem cells for research. It is unnecessary and a perversion to use the innocent lives of children for our own lust after the perfection, physical perfections of life. Surrogate motherhood. Another point. Surrogate motherhood. A child has a right to their own mother. They have a right by God to a family. They have a right to know their mother. And what makes a mother? From the moment of conception, Mary was considered a mother of Jesus, the mother of the Lord. St. John leapt in the womb of his mother, Elizabeth. Human life, joy, the blessings of God from the moment of conception. How can we take these away from any child? Since when is it a right of a human being to manipulate and abuse another? There's not only surrogate mother at stake here, but there's the child as well. And again, how many lives are lost, trying one after another, for what? Selfishness. When there are so many human lives, so many children who need families. Another is selective reduction of babies in the womb. If they're, I'm not ready for three children, I'm having triplets. No. I'm only ready for one child. Where's the trust in God? That's the problem. Is it just about how many children? Is it about whether you can afford to feed them? What is the question? If it's not a question of love, first and foremost, then it's a bad question. It's an improper question, one that shouldn't be asked. For God will provide. Where is the trust in God's divine providence? Willful desertion, willful divorce. There's another sin against the sixth commandment. Abandoning one's family, running off, finding someone else, and therefore causing a rift in the family, not putting everything you can toward saving that marriage, no matter how difficult it might be. Oh, there are some cases where there has to be a separation because maybe it's just too painful, too difficult. Maybe there's violence. Maybe there's hatred. Maybe there's mental disease, whatever it might be. But we have to, with all our hearts, we have to struggle to try to be at peace, to make peace. And woe to those people who surround a couple who do not foster that peace, or who woe to them who do things and say things to cause discord and disharmony. These are grave evils, and these are sins against the sixth commandment. Incest, polygamy, seducing innocent children, lusting in the heart. All of these sin against that commandment, because they are all sins against love itself. Not only human love, but divine love. Human dignity, and the dignity given to us by God Himself.